I was in a store the other day, and I talked to a fellow who worked for U.S. Space Command. I won't identify him or specifically where he worked, but they have a kind of an electronic fence that's up, and through this fence passes all of these orbiting objects, and they categorize everything right down to nuts and bolts that are in orbit around Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of know about that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, to the extent that anybody can know about it, I know mm-hmm. what size objects they're monitoring, at least down to what size. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it's like the size of a golf ball, typically.
There were a number of objects that this fellow was monitoring, and one of them was very large, like larger than 99 square meters. It's pretty big. And he made some inquiries about it and got immediate attention, Seth, and was told not to ask about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So one could presume there's, I don't know, maybe U.S. government or Russian or who knows what kind of objects that are up there that we don't want categorized. We don't want noticed at all.
Yes. Well, that's for sure. But, of course, that's understandable. The military, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is talk to anybody in the Air Force about this, and they'll tell you.
There you are. I would think that these things, whatever they are, would be probably transmitting signals.
Yes.
Now, it seems to me your organization, SETI, probably receives some of these signals.
Also true.
From these things that they don't want to talk about. They don't want known. Now, when you get a signal like that, how are you able to eliminate it if they won't talk to you about it?
Right. Well, it is true. We pick up satellites all the time. Now, you know, you get a signal from a satellite, and you don't know, is this, you know, some sort of weather satellite or, you know, something mm-hmm. fairly innocuous, or is it a top secret, you know, Defense
right.
Department satellite, or maybe somebody else's
right.
defense satellite? But keep in mind that, you know, we're set up to average this signal over seconds or even minutes, really, minutes of time. Okay, so we're smearing out the signal over seconds or minutes. We do that, once again, for the same reason that when you make a time exposure with a camera, you can increase its sensitivity by leaving the shutter open for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. That's typical radio astronomy practice, actually. You what's called the integration time. You just leave the thing on for a minute, and you average the signal over a minute to beat down the noise, to get the noise down. But that
right.
means all the information has gone away, right? You take an ordinary television signal, and it's changing millions of times a second. That's the only way it can, you know, put pictures up on your screen at 30
right.
frames a second. It's got to put
right.
millions of bits per second into your TV. Well, when you average for a second or a minute, you know, all those bits get smeared out. So, you know, I don't think the military is terribly worried about us. And we, for our part, we don't, to begin with, we don't have any of the encryption codes or anything like that. I'm sure all this stuff is encrypted. But beyond that, we don't care about any of that. All we want to know is this ET or is it DOD? You know, is it just the
right,
Air
Force? Right. So how do you rule out DOD?
Well, what you do is you look at the way the signal is changing frequency with time, actually. Just is it moving up and down the dial? Because a satellite that's wheeling overhead, you've seen satellites, of course.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
And, you know, they take maybe 10 minutes or something to go across the sky.
Oh, you're talking about polar orbiters, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But what about the ones that are virtually stationary?
Well, there are geosynchronous satellites.
Yes.
We don't actually have much trouble with those because they're all over the equator. It's pretty obvious where they are. Right, you can't have one of those sort of not over the equator. That's where you get this geosynchronous orbit.
Right.
So that's one spot in the sky you can say, hey, look, something up there is not going to change in frequency. But it's also not going to move with the stars. It's easy to rule out because, you know, the stars are wheeling around, but these guys are staying fixed. They're like giant telephone poles, you know, with transmitters on the tops of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're not a problem, but the other satellites, the kind that, you know, are doing surveillance and so forth, they're producing high-resolution pictures of enemy countries and things like that, they're,
right.
you know, they're going around about once every 90 minutes. So they move overhead in about 10 or 15 minutes, and that means that the signals from them are changing frequency pretty fast because of something called the Doppler shift.
Right.
Now, you know about the Doppler shift. So, for,
I do.
You know, for 5 minutes, they're sort of coming toward you, so the frequency is a little higher, and then for the next 5 minutes, they're sort of moving away from you, so the frequency goes a little bit lower, so they go, you know, just like a car passing you on the highway. And so that's a very obvious signature of something that's wheeling overhead and not E.T., because E.T. is going to be far away.
Hmm.
Not so hard.